This is the Rude Guy, checking in from Maui, and this is the show with something to offend everybody.
This is Joe D. with ABQTrucker.com, and you are listening to The Danger Zone.
Hello, bitches. This is Dr. Mo. Welcome to The Danger Zone.
Zumadog.com, that's Z-U-M-A-D-O-double-G, because I'm twice the G you'll ever be. You feel me, though? What's up with it, though? I wake up in the morning and I blaze it up. Then I have some Cocoa Pebbles and I blaze it up. Then I have a gin and tonic and I blaze it up. Then I score myself some Crown again, I blaze it up. On the realest, though, because I'm Big ZD from the 213. I walk through the dough, was greeted by a hoe. Had to smack the bitch down, I don't play like that no more. I wake up from my boot. Hey, what's up with it, though? And so that takes me to here, y'all.
Dr. Mo, Danger Zone Show. What's happening, brother?
Hey, good to hear from you, my man.
What's going on with you, man? So let me just set the scene for everybody. Zuba Dog is an activist in Southern California. Am I right? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I've had a public access show. I've been an entertainer, performer, you know, comedian, rapper, singer, overall goofball out on the streets for like 6 years here in Los Angeles, little cult TV show on public access. And meanwhile, I sold, have you ever been down to Venice Beach in California?
Yeah, I have.
Well, you know, they got all the people on the one side, the beach side. They sell their jewelry, their t-shirts, the incense. Everybody has a good time. Well, the Los Angeles City Council passed an ordinance last year about this time that banned the sale of incense, jewelry, and all the t-shirts and everything on the beach. So, we felt that that was unconstitutional, a few of us, so we started to go down to City Hall to fight the bamboozlement, y'all, to tell them it's illegal and let's go back on the beach. And it just goes to show they knew they were wrong, they did it anyway, lives were destroyed, mouths weren't fed, roofs were, people were kicked out of their homes, people had to leave the state, they lost their income, and they were just messing with the people all along. And so that takes me to here, y'all.
Why did they try to get the people off the beach? I mean, if I remember correctly, those folks add that colorful touch to Venice Beach, which makes it really an attraction.
Well, that's what everybody says. Nobody could understand why, but I'll tell you why. Because everything in Los Angeles comes down to real estate development. They use the ploy that, well, gee, Zumadog, you're selling your Zumadog shirt on the beach side, but you're hurting sales of the stores paying rent on the other side. However, that wasn't the case. I said all along, they just want to clean everybody off the streets because they got million-dollar luxury condos. And sure enough, the $1.5 million luxury condos going up on Venice. They don't care about the culture. It's called gentrification. They don't care about cultural integrity. They don't care about history. They don't care about the First Amendment or state law. They got condos to sell. Get those bums out of here.
Tell me about the Zumadog, the name. I'm imagining your mother didn't name you that. Where'd that come from?
Well, there's a beach in Malibu. You know, I spend a lot of my time in Malibu along Pacific Coast Highway. I like to chill. I like to blaze it up. I like to drive down PCH. And one of the beaches there is called Zuma Beach. So years ago when I first got my screen name for my Net Zero account, I was thinking, like, well, what would be a good name? And so I thought of Zuma, the Zuma Beach. And then I like Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, and all them hip-hopper dogs. So I go, well, I'm Zuma Dog. Yeah, the rest is history, y'all.
That's what I'm talking about. I've watched a couple of your videos on your website, which is, what's your website again?
ZumaDog.com. That's Z-U-M-A-D-O-double-G, because I'm twice the G you'll ever be. You feel me, though?
Well, listen, let me understand this. Now, you're a white guy, and then you're a rapper. What? How does that mix in? Are you, you know, what are you, MC Search type? Or is like, do you love rap? Is it, what's the deal?
It's funny, you know, first of all, I do love rap. I come back from the Run DMC, Public Enemy era. I take it all the way back to before there was rap, and so I do love hip-hop. I do love rap, but I'm just really trying to be a comedian. It's just kind of an amalgamation of cultural societies, pop culture. You gotta have hip hop if you want to sell cereal to kids these days. And it's just, you know, I do like to emulate Snoop Dogg. You know, I love the West Coast era of Dr. Dre's The Chronic and Snoop Dogg, and I'm just trying to recreate that fun. And it's just something everybody just gravitates to. It's just something funny. It allows me to bust out a rap like this. I wake up in the morning and I blaze it up. Then I have some Cocoa Pebbles and I blaze it up. Then I have a gin and tonic and I blaze it up. Then I score myself some Chronic and I blaze it up on the realest, though.
What do you like to smoke? You like the regs, or you smoke some Hydro, Purple Haze? What do you like to smoke?
Well, out here, I'd like to say that something called Prop 215 medical marijuana is legal. You can buy it in stores. You get a doctor prescription. I like more of the sativa. I don't like the kush because it makes you too tired all the time. I like the more sativa that gives me more of that creative, happy feeling and a little more of a lift. So I like blueberry. I'll always like the blueberry. I'd always like anything, y'all. I hardly ever saw a bud that I didn't like, y'all.
When you go to those city council meetings, senior videos, you go to the city council meetings, and I guess everybody gets a certain amount of time because you get to talk, and I can see those folks up there. They want to get your ass out of there, but they can't, right, because it's the law.
See, exactly. There's something called the Brown Act. See, these city councils all across the country, what they would do, they will have closed-door meetings behind the public's back and pass all kinds of rules. So they had to have something called the Brown Act, which means, you know, people get to come. You have to have a public forum. You have to take public input. You have to have open doors. You can't be doing things behind people's back. So, you know, I'm pushing that to the limit, pushing the First Amendment. You know, they fucked with my income, y'all. They stole my income. It was unconstitutional. So I'm basically their bad karma payback. They thought, well, gee, he'll show up once or twice and complain about Venice. He'll run out of steam and he'll be out of our face. But then people started to see me on TV. It does go out on TV. The power is the media right now, bro. The true checks and balances is the media. It's the blogs. It's the podcast. It goes out on TV, these meetings. People started to see me. And they said, gee, Zuma Dog, we see you on TV, you know, because I'm a hip-hopper, I'm all, you know, I wear my gangster ski cap and lope glasses, and I sing, and I rap, and I make a lot of noise, and I got a lot of attention. People say, well, you know what, can you start talking about the kids, the schools with the kids? Start talking about the police. Start talking about condo rentals. People can't afford to live in their homes anymore, all the city problems, and they started coming at me with it. So I kind of just became like the voice of the people, or as they like to call me on the east side, voice of the Pueblo.
So I just saw your article in LA Weekly. That's laweekly.com. You can check out Zuma Dog's article. What's the problem in LA that you're fighting? I know you're talking about SCAG, which is the Southern California Association of Governments. What's your problem with SCAG?
Well, it's not my problem with SCAG as much. Well, let's not talk so much about SCAG, but what they say the problem is, here's what we're dealing with in Southern California. You got an influx of new people. Let's just face it, they're illegal immigrants coming to town.
And okay, so you got an illegal immigration problem in California. That's really what we're talking about.
Well, you know, I'm saying that publicly for the first time. I dance around the word illegal immigration, but here's if you want to say it in the most politically correct way, you know, we've got an influx of people coming. We got only low-paying jobs here. The price of housing is so expensive that you can't even have the low-end people live in the city to run the hotels, to work in the restaurants. And so, once again, the cost of housing is so expensive, the businesses with the high-paying jobs can't afford to set up shop here, so they have to leave the region. So we're left with low-paying jobs, you know, just unskilled workers, clerk jobs, people working at Kinko's, Staples, Home Depot, and so nobody can afford to live here, and it's causing way traffic problems, because then everybody has to get pushed to the outskirts of the suburbs, and so then they have to drive back to their jobs because they can't afford to live and work in the same place. It causes extra traffic problems. And what they're doing, to see, they're running a rampant condo conversion here in the city. They're just building and building and building these expensive luxury condos, wiping away all the affordable housing. And so what they're doing is the streets, the roads, the parking, the schools, the police, the water services cannot handle all this high density that's popping up all over. It's like, let's say you have a rock concert and you open up the ticket window with Ticketmaster and you just, anybody that walks up and has the money, they can buy a ticket. Just like if you're a developer, you can walk up and pay your money to the campaign contributions and tell them what the project you want, they'll approve it. Well, nobody's watching to see if the show sold out, and you keep selling tickets and keep selling tickets, and then people are overflowing, and then they're coming out of the streets, and then you got traffic jams, and you got to call the fire marshal. So my message is, don't come to Los Angeles, people. We don't want you. There's way too many people. There's not enough infrastructure. We can't accommodate you in the city of Los Angeles. Stop building so much high density all over. There's nowhere to put these people anymore, y'all. And that's the problem we're facing, y'all.
Now, shouldn't you be saying that in Spanish? I mean, honestly.
Well, if you want to reach the majority of the people, then you should, y'all. But they got translations and things like that when you go to these city council meetings. So, you know, let's face it, it is a lot of illegal immigration that's causing these infrastructure problems. And so people say, well, gee, you got to build the new high-density buildings and expand the roads to help accommodate all these people coming. However, the smart people say, nah, the more you build this infrastructure, the more you allow the people to keep coming. If you build a one-lane highway and turn it into a three-lane highway, well, all you're going to do is allow people to come from further out and make more traffic. And that's the problem. But see, there's money to be made in building expensive luxury condos.
Oh,
the
yeah.
richest people.
Lots of money out there.
That's the number one thing, bro. So that's why they don't care, because they're going to be out of office by the time the city's run dry. There's not going to be a square inch left.
What's Schwarzenegger doing about that?
He ain't doing squat. There's the answer to your question.
Okay.
He ain't doing squat.
What do you think Schwarzenegger should do? If he came over and, listen, Zuma talk, tell me about your problem and I will try to fix it. What are you going to tell him?
I'll say, listen, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you better give some money to help fix these roads and get some more police out here. I'm going to twist your girly arm until you do, y'all. We got a bad gang problem in L.A. too, and so what can Arnold do? Well, you know, he can't put any moratoriums on building, but, you know, we do need to call out the National Guard. We got huge gang problems and gang flare-ups. He's going to have to get involved, and he's also going to have to do more for things like social programs. There's what he can do. More money for the social programs, you know, things like affordable housing. And we need more prisons. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. This is how bad it is. He's got to get involved to build more prisons, because we got nowhere to put the criminals. We're having to release them after 10% of the time served. All the criminals know, well, gee, there's no risk involved, and we'll get out right away. So we, unfortunately, and I'm very sad to say this, but we're going to have to build more prisons to house these people. There's just career criminals, too degenerate. There's no turning back. So that's part one, enforcement, getting the criminals off the street. And then we're going to have to work in the schools. We got terrible school system in L.A., 50% dropout rate. Let's face it, a lot of people can't read English, so it's tough to graduate, and they're tanking the school system, and so that's how come you can't get no good paying jobs.
Zuma Dog, honestly, is the answer to turn, you know, to turn the schools into Spanish speaking schools so that more of these kids who are coming across the border illegally with their families could actually go to school and get schooling? Is that what we have to do?
No, I don't think we should say teach them Spanish. I say we need to spend more time teaching them English, and they are going to start. First of all, we need to reduce classroom size. Basically, LAUSD is just a big babysitting service for a bunch of people that are just waiting to drop out, and, you know, they fall prey to the gang life. And, you know, I'm saying it's very sad. You got parents that are working two jobs. The kids don't have parents after school. They're in low-income neighborhoods anyway. They fall prey to the gangs. It's a trap, but that's not a good thing. So we're going to have to start young. We're going to have to start young and start teaching them English. I say less science. I say less math. I say less history things, more of the basic skills. You know, let's not teach these people to be rocket scientists working for NASA or doctors and curing diseases. We need people that could just read to be clerks, accountants, and the social things that we need. So we're going to have to start young, and the gang intervention is a terrible thing. It's really rampant, you know, in this community, in the city of Los Angeles. So those are some of the problems we're faced with.
You lived in New York for a little bit, and did you live in New York, and you lived in Cleveland? Are you from Cleveland?
Well, yeah, I grew up in Cleveland. You know, it's cold as far, you know, it's very cold and very uncultural, and I worked in the radio business, and then I loved New York City all my life. I lived there for 3 years, right across from Dakota, there on Columbus Circle.
Wow.
95.5 PLJ, I'm Scott Shannon, 24-hour town, bro. I pushed the envelope. I basically had to move to California because New York was too crazy for me. I was out to 4 in the morning, 7 days a week, and then going to work at 10 o'clock. It was the time of my life. It's
doing
the greatest.
What?
I had to work for Z100. That used to be the best thing in the city, and now it stinks.
Why, where are your parents? Your parents still in Cleveland?
Yeah.
They are, so do you, are you in touch with them, or are you estranged?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm in touch with my parents. I just called them up. My LA Weekly article came out today. That's a big deal. That little Zuma dog has an article in LA Weekly. I don't know if people realize that you got Zuma dog, a homeless bum off the Venice Beach that was just trying to make a little money selling his own T-shirts and do a little singing and dancing to entertain some people for tips. They took away my income. I hit them up hard, talking just like this, protesting. Everybody rallied behind me, and now I'm writing for the LA Weekly. It's a truly triumphant man off the street story,
yeah.
I must say, y'all.
Congratulations, buddy. Now you were living on the street and you were homeless?
Well, yeah, I mean, I still am, y'all. I don't have a permanent residence. I crash on my friend's couches. I sleep in my van at night sometimes, a lot of times. I don't eat food every day. Sometimes I'm stuck in the Starbucks parking lot for a day or two at a time until I can get gas money out of there. It's rough, bro, so I've been doing all this under these circumstances. I work out of the public libraries. Thank goodness for the public libraries. I do all my writing. I mean, I could tell you, I wrote this article for LA Weekly basically out of the public libraries, y'all.
Are you looking for a job? Is it hard to find a job? Or what's the deal? What is keeping you homeless at the moment?
They banned that. The Venice Beach ban, you know, definitely did not help. I was making my income just making ends meet by doing my T-shirt vending and my incense selling and my performing on Venice. And, you know, again, they put a ban that didn't allow any of that. And so, you know, it went downhill from there because at the same time they took my income, I started protesting City Hall. So not only am I not making income, but I'm not getting a job. I'm fighting it. And so it all kind of tanked and unraveled. But, you know, it's a mixed dichotomy, y'all, because while I'm under the worst living circumstances, you know, I'm on the radio, I'm on the TV, newspapers, I'm writing. You know, the city's rallied behind me, y'all. When I step outside, everybody's happy to see me. And, you know, you would think I was rich and famous, y'all, even though I'm broke and famous. So, you know, that's what keeps me going, the people. And I would like to say it's been an extreme, you know, I'm a Venice Beach rapper, you know, the diversity that I've experienced going to City Hall and the community, people from all walks of lives, all ages, shapes, sizes, you know, people I never thought, people I would like not even give the time of day to give eye contact to, now are some of my best friends, people I never would have experienced. So, you know, sense of community is a good thing, but I don't want to get too warm and fuzzy, y'all, because I'm on the gangster tip, you feel me, on the realest, though, because I'm Big ZD from the 213, I walk through the dough, was greeted by a hoe, had to smack the bitch down, I don't play like that no more, I'll buck you from my boot. You know, I just realized I don't want to go there, y'all, I just realized that's a little too gangster for some of the young listeners that might be listening, y'all.
You got any friends in the Los Angeles government, you buddies with anybody there?
No. See, the government doesn't help Zuma Dog. They try to crack down on Zuma Dog. They pass laws to keep me quiet. They're doing everything to keep me out of City Hall. See, it's basically Zuma Dog's the squeaky wheel that's exposing all the shadiness and corruption and fraud, waste, and abuse. And they're not used to it, y'all. They're not used to people showing up on TV, on MySpace, on YouTube, on blogs, on podcasts. So they definitely don't want to help me, y'all. They're only friendly, y'all, because they're scared. You know, they just want to keep me on their good side, y'all. But, no, they're definitely trying to keep me out. They do not like what I'm doing. They do not support it. They do everything possible to prevent me to speak every time.
Are you afraid for your life? Is there anybody wanting to take your ass out or anything?
Well, you know, you got to look over your shoulder a little bit when you start talking about these things. I mean, a little bit of the, I can't be quite as naive. I can't be quite as out there. You know, I still do, but yeah, I'm a little bit, you know, I don't change my life in any way, but yeah, you look over your shoulder and whatnot, but I still walk down the street every day to City Hall and whatnot. Everyone knows where they can get me. I'm on the street, so. You know, I hope that there's a certain respectfulness, though, with the politicians. See, they know that there's opposition, so they don't mind. They know there's opposition out there. You just have to kind of keep it above the belt, y'all, is when you start to get a little bit too dirty below the belt politics, so that could be a problem. But I try to keep it on the issues, y'all. You got to beat them on the issues, man.
You got to. What do you think about Iraq and what Bush is doing over there?
Oh, man, you know what? That's a big, big, big picture. I mean, I'm all excited because I just took a look at the regional picture from the city picture from my LA Weekly article. I mean, you know, who's happy about a war going on where you got a lot of lives being lost? I know that we can't find PD and LAPD anymore, the recruits. because we got a lot of people over there fighting the war in Iraq. So it's depleting resources. You know, I know that I spoke to the, there's a lot of things that we don't have money for here regionally because of the war. If you turned off the war, we'd have money for a lot of things, you know, so it is causing a lot of draining of fundage and personnel. And I don't like it for that reason. And, yeah, of course, you know, who's happy about the war at this point, y'all?
Did you ever think about, joining the military or?
Oh, come on, y'all. I'm a hip hop entertainer rapper, y'all. Come, I would never make it that. So what are you talking about, y'all? You can't fit me into a square peg. I would love to serve. First of all, I'm too old to serve, y'all. Second of all, if I did have to serve, I'm sure I would. But third of all, it's good that I don't have to because you wouldn't want me to anyway, y'all.
Yeah, do you get any sex out there? Is there, do you have any girlfriends, chick you hang out with?
We got the Zuma Dog groupies, y'all. How that works is there's karaoke all around town. I'm sure they got them all over. They got them all over the country, but in California and Los Angeles, you know, everybody wants to be a star. They got karaoke all over. So I'll hit the karaoke bars. I'll bust out some Bee Gees or some U2 or some AC/DC, and then the hoes line up and I take my pick, y'all. Yeah. Yeah.
So you get, Debbie D, are you really getting pussy as a result of all of this, sir?
Well, hell yeah, y'all. I ain't got money. You got either money or fame, y'all. So I don't got money, so I had to get fame, y'all.
That's it. So what do you take the bitches at? Do you take them to your van or just to their houses?
Well, yeah, I'll basically go to their house, you know. I don't know, hotel, you know, take him in my van, depends on the classiness of the hoe.
Yeah, depends. I mean, do you pay for pussy once in a while, or is it all free?
No. I wouldn't do that, y'all. Why would I?
To play, huh?
why would I when I'm turning it down for free, y'all?
No, I hear
why
that.
Why would I? Turn it down for free. Plus, you know, Zuma Dog don't play that. Come on, y'all, I'm up to gangster mentality, y'all. Didn't you see, you know, Scarface, don't you listen to hip hop? You know, you can't have no love for no hoe, y'all. You can't pay for it, y'all. Hell no. Nah.
So, how much weed do you consume a week? I mean, are you able to maintain a healthy supply, or is it a little bit here and there?
Nah, you know, it is a problem. A lot of times my crankiness level goes up, you know, then I take it out of City Hall because I don't got enough weed. You know, I can squeeze by, my friends blaze me up. You know, my friends will always blaze me up. There's always the Starbucks or the grocery store, those little spots, there's always blazers. You know, everyone likes to blaze it up with Zuma Dog, too. Sometimes they'll hit me up. You know, I don't walk around with ounces or anything. I'm lucky, you know, if I walk around with a gram in my pocket at all times, I'm pretty happy.
So are they lenient with marijuana in California?
Yeah, they are because the court systems, first of all, the court systems are so busy with they ain't worth the little bit of a plant that grows in the ground, y'all. The people smoke that don't cause no harm. So they've been told, like, you know, don't deal with it too much. So also, they have Prop 215, which they legalize it. You can go to the doctor, he'll write you a prescription, then you can go to these dispensaries, and they're popping up like mushrooms all over the place.
So any doctor will give you a prescription?
No, not any doctor. You got to be one of these Prop 215 doctors. By the way, if you want to find out, it's legal in like 15 different states. There's a website, and I do a lot of the funny videos for them. It's called ganjagrocer.com, GANJAGrocer.com. And they have listings of all the doctors in your area and all the dispensaries. So I know your podcast goes out all through the country and all through the world, but in the different states where they have them, you can see if they have it in your area. And if you live in California, definitely go to that site because you can go into the store all over and buy weed, y'all. Is a lot of fun.
So are you saying to me that illegal immigration is beginning to cripple California?
If you really want to get real with it, y'all, you know, I love all people, but I don't like to be divisive like that. A lot of my friends, you know, I found out quickly, you talk about illegal immigration, well, then a lot of the people who I'm friends with in the city will get mad at me because even if they're legal, there is a mentality amongst the Hispanic community. Well, gee, even if I'm legal, you know, we're all the same and they all stick up for each other. So it does turn off a lot of my friends, and I would hate to not have these people in my life. So again,
yeah, we don't want to do that.
But when you get down to it, as overall, yeah, there's too many people coming in. The infrastructure can't accommodate. I do think the state of California, the city of Los Angeles, the region, it is in big, big trouble. I'm not just sitting here saying pie in the sky is falling, try to rattle the cages. I mean, this is what I've come to the conclusion in a year of going to city council meetings 3 times a day and doing investigative work. It's just way too crowded, way too low-paying jobs. It's turning into a third-world country practically, and it's just going to get worse. And so, I mean, I just think, you know, everyone's going to be moving out to Oregon and Washington, New Mexico, Arizona. This just ain't going to be the place to be, y'all. It just ain't going to be the place to be no more.
tell me about your agenda with the city of Los Angeles. What are your plans going forward? What are you hoping to accomplish?
I do believe, unfortunately, that these politicians, and it's the same everywhere, but especially here in L.A., they don't have their constituents' best interest at hand. They got their campaign contribution coffers at hand. They're not even kicking back the community with the little bonus tip of the shadiness, you know? And so I think that's the big problem. What I'm trying to accomplish is, hey, city council, we're on to you. You used to be able to get away with this stuff. There used to not be televised on TV. There used to not be YouTube or camcorders or MySpace or blogs. You used to get away with everything. Well, not anymore. So when I show up, when I see something, and I have a team of experts, bro, everyone's rallied. I've got, you know, 20, 30, 40 people. They're always calling me, you know, hey, check this out, check that out. So if it's coming through there, you know, it's going to catch my attention. And so I'll show up, you know, hey, this is shady. Here's why. You know, hey, you know, this shouldn't be built. Here's why. They were ignoring lots of laws regarding housing. They've been building way too many high luxury condos. They're not supposed to. They've been ignoring laws. And me and a couple of my friends have been talking about that so much that now they're having to address it. So I just, you know, I'm not trying to get anyone thrown in jail or have them fired or impeached or have them step down. I just want them to start doing the right thing. I'm telling you, bro, they're not doing the right thing. They're only looking out for themselves, and they're ruining, they're destroying the Southern California region with their shadiness and greediness. It's out of control.
Do you want to get a spot on the council? Have you ever tried to get on the council?
Yeah, well, I was going to run for city council. They got elections in March, and my big joke was Zumadar for city council, Zumadar for city council. Everyone started to believe it. They really started to get scared, and the people did rally behind me. But to be honest with you, bro, I'd have to move to a certain district where the candidacies were open for this election, and that wasn't in my area, and, you know, just a lot of money, and, you know, I'm living in my van. I'm pushing hard. I just really didn't, you know, want to, I just didn't have it together to take it to that level. And in the long run, it's better, y'all, because, you know, once again, Batman, he doesn't have to work for the police department. Some people are better off on their own. You know, I didn't want to become, to be honest with you, bro, I didn't want to become one of them. You have to become one of them. It turns you into the machine, and it is such a shady thing. And then I lose my effectiveness, because once I'm a council member, I can't speak out against it the way I am. They totally would have neutralized me. So I think I'm in a good position, y'all. Some people are Spider-Man, Batman. They're off to the side. They don't have to be part of the system. They could do a lot from the side.
What's going on with your music career?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm a musician first. Before all of this, if I could be anything, it is a musician, y'all. If I could be Led Zeppelin, I'd be Led Zeppelin. Then I wanted to be Run DMC, Snoop Dogg. So music for me is first. You go to my website, zumadog.com, Z-U-M-A-D-O-G-G. And if you click on my podcast site, just like you, y'all, we're both on Podomatic. I got a lot of my original songs. You know, I do take my music seriously, and I do think I'm a great rapper. You can listen to some of my songs. I produce my music myself with my partner, DJ Fat Brain, as well. And, you know, it's just a creative outlet for me, bro. It's just my creative outlet. If I could do anything, it's go in the studio and make music.
Comedy-wise, what are you up to these days? Are you doing stand-up?
Well, see, that's the thing about Zumadog. You know, I don't do stand-up. I'm out on the street with my camera. You must know Andy Kaufman being from New York City. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, the spirit of Andy Kaufman, you know, in his spirit. You know, just the whole thing showing up to city council. I started off as a joke. I'm a rapper. I'm a knucklehead comedian. I started to talk serious about politics. It became a joke that here's this guy who's an ignorant rapper, talks like an idiot, he's hat and ski caps on. Now he's talking about good things that people are listening to. That in itself was very Kaufman-esque. And now I'm writing for the LA Weekly. You know, once again, this is all very Andy Kaufman-esque. And, you know, I pattern myself after. I don't pattern myself. He's just very influential. That's my kind of comedy. I don't like, you know, I don't care. The stand-up's just boring, man. It's all been done. Seinfeld, Richard Pryor, these are some great comedians. Even Jamie Foxx, you know, they're all great. But I'm just not seeing it like I used to. And, you know, that's not really my thing. I'm more about making a funny situation right there live, you know, the real reality. Under, you know, the real reality
So what's your next big move there out there in L.A. so the folks out there can know how to support you? What's your next big move?
Well, the next big move is to just to keep being able to do what I do. Every day it's a challenge to just have a roof over my head, food and gas to continue to keep going. You know, for me, just to be able to keep going, to continue to go to the city hall meetings, to fight city council, to continue to load up my videos on YouTube and my podcast, to be able to continue writing and just, you know, just keep doing the political activism thing. And you know, just to keep going for one more day doing what I'm doing, y'all.
That's a good thing, Zuma Dog. Do a little, like, freestyle rap, you know, because you're like, real good at that. So hit me up with a little something nice.
My name is Zuma Dog. I hope you hear my flow. I'm kicking it live on the Danger Zone Show.
Listen, Zuma, I hope we're going to stay friends because I'm going to keep calling you and finding out what you're up to there, getting regular updates from you and be part of your movement and support you.
Dude, I appreciate it, man. I mean, you're feeling it, bro. You're asking the right questions. I mean, this is great, bro. I mean, thank you so much, bro. What more can I say?
I'm going to be following up with you, Zuma Dog. Keep
yeah,
up
dude,
the
you're
good
a great
work.
Guy.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I saw Pink Floyd at Giant Stadium, y'all. I saw Pink Floyd at Giant Stadium 94.
I think I'm going to open up the show with a Pink Floyd song just for you. And you do your part. You spread the word about the Danger Zone show.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm going to post it on my Mayor Sam blog. I'm going to post it. You know, this is a big deal for me. Every time I'm on a show, it's, you know, I promote it and, you know, I blab it to the whole world. You know, I go, City Council. You know, somebody called me from Cape Cod. There's the Dave Rat. I forget whose it was, but they're on Podomatic too. And they're from Cape Cod. So it's like I go up City Council. Yeah, yeah, they're hearing about your shadiness and corruption all the way in Cape Cod. I did an interview. They heard about it all the way in Cape Cod.
You go over there and you tell them that Dr. Mo at the Danger Zone show has got an eye on the city council in Los Angeles, and their antics are not going to go uncovered for long. How about that?
All right, my man. Hit me up, and nice meeting you, bro. Thanks so much.
You got it. I will. Thanks for listening to The Danger Zone. This is Dr. Mo. Good night. Gonna take it right.